Watson Hall presents.
You're go for APU shutdown on time.
You're go for deploy.
300 AD, I am.
Recommend a vector transfer to the BFS.
Roger the problem.
Definitely an
E-ticket. Well, the first thing we have is another improvement spot.
Yay!
Right, now I've done my usual thing of losing track of whether my character sheet or the online PDF is up to date.
That's a modern...
I think it would be the character sheet.
Problems. Well, that means that I... Do we just automatically get it, Roger?
Whatever it was you were most recently improving, yeah.
Well, I now have linguistics one.
I've got training diplomat written down here.
That seems plausible.
I wonder if
is that a one now or a zero?
See, I've got mechanic written down here, but I've already got mechanic one.
Maybe you're going for another.
Okay,
mechanic.
Diplomat is not actually a skill as such.
It's on the list.
Okay.
Yes, because I've got it at level one.
I have not got it.
Oh, my God, you mean all this time you've been more diplomatic than me?
I haven't got that.
What am I getting myself
into? Your sheets, which is odd.
It's definitely on my...
Oh, yeah, I believe you.
Between deception and drive.
For Mason was, guess it was, persuade.
Persuade...
No.
I've already got persuade at one.
Right, so, okay, you haven't updated the sheets I got here.
That's what I was saying. I think I've updated this.
Thank you. That's
me. So you are more up to date than me.
Let me have a look at the JSON.
Yeah, the latest version I have for Jethro, he was learning Melee Blade.
Zero
to one.
Yes, that would make sense.
And for Radish, Vaxute, from 0 to 1 again.
Oh, I've got linguistics from 0 to 1 here.
Yeah, what do you have for Vaxute?
0.
It's at the end.
But I have written in my training and skill, I've got linguistics. So my trained skills have been xenology, cybernetics and linguistics. I must say I don't recall ever saying I wanted to learn Vaxute, because I've been going through the sciences one by one.
Not even after we threatened to space you.
Maybe I did after the emergency.
No, for that you really want mechanic. You can whip up a Vaxute from the things you have in your pockets when you get thrown out of the airlock.
Anyway, I have got linguistics one
now. I regard your versions as taking priority here. But do send me updates, because I like to print out the cheat sheet.
I will, I'll send you this. Let me just put in my new skill then. I wonder if Vaxute... No, it's not. I'm trying to get through the sciences, really. What was that? I didn't have planetology in the last mission, and I felt the lack of it, so we'll go for planetology.
Anology? You got anology? You're practically a scientist.
Ology? I've got all the ologies.
Right.
I am an ology.
Diplomat.
I'll email you this now, Roger, before I forget.
Thank you.
And not to my solicitor, hopefully.
How many times could that...
It's obviously less embarrassing than the D&D character sheet, because this is a serious science fiction game.
Yes, exactly. I would feel less embarrassed. Mainly because most people would be like, what on earth is this? Whereas if they see Dungeons & Dragons on top of everything.
Okay, so it's not that button. Which button is it?
Yeah, right. Step grandson is getting into D&D.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, that's so all right. Cute.
Just let them enjoy. We've all got to go through the.
No, I'm not being funny about it.
Oh yeah, it's we were swapping tips.
It is no way. It is as a starter for 10. It is not.
I agree. It's not a bad system. It got us all where we are now, didn't it?
The main thing I wasn't being negative, just saying, you know, there, just remember there are other systems and a lot of them are less mechanically fiddly. Right now he wants the mechanical fiddle, so you know.
Yes. Great.
You've got to remember, Roger, they level up so fast these days.
Reward versus mechanical fiddle, really. Mm. I mean, I've no problem with a game that is mechanically a bit involved.
You're a hero.
I want to feel that it's doing it for a reason.
Mm.
Yeah, which I think is one reason I sort of like Hero because of that. I feel that it offers something.
Yeah, same GURPS.
Exactly, yeah. I used to feel that way about GURPS, and what put me off eventually was the way they did the skills. It just didn't. It was third edition skills when you were getting extra books to keep track of all the skills.
Well,
I can't keep track of what.
There's always creep, isn't there, in these? Because fourth edition's crept up. Not as bad as
they tried really hard.
Yeah, but it just
mostly it's worked. But yeah,
latest flemish.
Small craft.
This might get caught up in your filter, Roger, because it's 1.49. Just to warn you, we shouldn't.
I think I've whitelisted everybody. I actually know.
So mechanic.
Yeah, got that.
Cool. Mm. I'm updating the JSON, you see, so.
Yeah, well, throw me that, I'll put it through the.
I'm just thinking it's most useful. I was thinking. I could do with it being.
More gun.
So at the moment I've got Engineer Zero.
Life support.
The ones that have compulsory specialisations, you have to. The ones that have specialisations will stop. You have to pick one when you are at zero.
I think either power plant, is that one, or life support?
Power plant, life support, manoeuvre drive, and stutter warp.
Yeah, so I've got Engineer at zero, which is life support.
Right.
Well, I have the one that we were talking about. Earlier in the game was athletics, which again I've got at zero, but I haven't chosen. So, what are the options for athletics?
Dex, endurance, and strength.
Okay, so looking at my, well, they're all plus one, so it doesn't really matter. Let's go for dex because that's probably a more useful thing then. Right, where's the JSON? So athletics brackets, or rather space bracket.
Space brackets.
Space parentheses.
Roger said as an aside.
And then I am going to, the thing I'm going to be learning then will be engineer. So I'll take my, which will then mean that my engineer will go up, my engineer life support will go up to one when I get it, and then zero in everything else, which is actually probably more useful than athletics doing the same, which will be the one after that.
If you've got zero in a thing, you're just minus one, whenever you try.
If you've got zero in a thing,
no modifications. Yeah, okay.
Right, okay.
If you don't have it at all, then you're minus three plus your
jack of all trades somehow. But you don't need to specialise until you hit one.
No, you always need to specialise if there is a specialisation.
Oh, so I've got engineer zero, so I need to be specific about that. Okay.
Yeah, that's where we screwed up before. We assumed that because you got engineer zero for everything else when you get engineer one, we assumed that happened when you were at zero, not when it was a one.
Yeah. All right, I'll take it as life support in that case.
I know...
Weirdly, I have done that with melee, which is unarmed.
Yeah, I do remember fixing this up at some point, but I think there may have been a cross message or whatever.
No,
obviously,
I do
what
remember...
What we should have is a shared Git repository for the JSON, and then it would all be simple. Seriously, this is what I do.
No. Yes, this is not a bad thing in any way, shape, or form.
I think for GURPS, but yeah.
It's not a bad thing.
I first did it for GURPS because that's what I was playing, not for any other reason.
You do it, yeah, but you just do it because at that point it's probably our auto version. No.
I've got the entire history of the character. I can bisect to say why did I get
Do you run your...
These IT professionals.
Right, okay. Sorry, guys. I'm going to ask Roger a couple of very quick questions.
Are you
self-hosting or are you using something?
Both. Depends on what. The private stuff that's basically for me, I'm using Git at home.
Yeah.
The stuff I want to share with other people, I'm using Codeberg.
Codeberg, okay.
Which is not only non-AI, but... you get free repos, both private and public.
Cool. Okay.
I've actually got a thing with Shim where we're collaboratively working on some documents.
Yeah. No.
It's funny because it shares some elements with language, and yet it doesn't convey any meaning of anything. Do you find that, Nick?
It's like talking to ChatGPT, isn't it?
Genuinely never done that.
That was
an offensive thing. Obviously.
That was an offense. That was actually quite nasty. Yes.
I take it back. I can't take it back. But I will hope my character survives the session.
Well. Warcraft 1. Let's hope that.
Okay.
But just remember, there's points at which you go, I may have survived. I do not necessarily want that to have happened.
But anyway, as you can tell from the fact you're getting skill improvements...
Some time has passed.
Some time has passed, and the mission of these is arriving at the Pleiades.
Okay, let me just...
The Pleiades, is that where our destination?
It is. And, yes, this is possibly where Dr. Radish wishes he'd paid more attention in these other initial briefings, because the captain is giving a briefing on the Agra situation. Now, this is a thing that you as crew, that in other words, Mason, Jethro, have not been told about at all. Roger Rage, you have a vague recollection of hearing something about this, but it wasn't terribly interesting at the time, so...
You were very, very drunk.
I had that experiment that I was working on.
That's what she said. Agra is short for the Alcyone Gravitational and Radiation Anomaly.
Oh, yes.
And it is one of the reasons why the mission has come here. Quite apart from the other reasons that you already knew about. It is what it sounds like. It is... observations from human-settled space have picked up a number of, oddities. Things that don't seem to be quite the way they should be according to what we know about stellar evolution.
I guess that's what an anomaly means.
Yes. And so, yes, this is a thing we're interested in.
Is this at our destination or right before our destination?
Alcyone is one of the Pleiades.
Right, so we're where we need to be.
Yes.
Or where we were heading for.
And so the mission was already basically travel through the cluster, making scientific observations.
Boy, have we done that.
But there is also this additional...
Have we done?
It is not entirely clear what exactly is going on, or even indeed exactly where it is, because you're looking from 400 light years away. Kind of hard to get the good resolution.
Yeah, my eyesight's not what it was.
This is also the
same. Mine's better.
Yeah.
Have you got
long
a zoom
as you
on
use
that?
Very warm lettering, I can read from a hell of a distance.
Okay. Well, can I read up? How long is it going to take us to get there? Now that it's coming clear to me that we are approaching it, can I read up a bit on what we know about it?
There is very little officially published.
Oh.
And this is not a thing that's become public on Earth either. So there are some oddities in the spectra of the brightest stars, as if there's something absorbing certain frequencies.
Right.
The nebulosity around Maia and Merope is, well, particularly, you've effectively just done a 450-year cross forward.
I see, yeah, yeah.
From Earth observation to close-up observation.
Mm-hmm. Very quickly, yeah.
And so you've got a time-lapse on the entire cluster. And yeah, there is stuff that is changing that frankly should not be changing.
Okay. What kind of stuff?
Yeah, well, the radiated spectra, there are colour shifts that should really not be happening, and wasn't as obvious from Earth, but it's certainly clear that there are gravitational waves that... Yeah, you get gravitational waves from, you know, things like black holes and so on. And you get a certain amount from stars, but not very much, and you definitely don't get them from nebula regions around stars.
You need something very dense.
And fast-moving, or doing something extremely weird.
Like a pulsar or something like that.
We'd be able to detect a pulsar, though, wouldn't we?
Yes. Couldn't they give out a ton of gamma rays?
You'd really hope you could detect a black hole.
Well, they're black, aren't they? The thing about black holes is
they're black. Detecting a black hole, depending on how close you are to them.
Oh, there goes my foot.
Okay, well, I will study the observations that I can make, see if I can come to any conclusions from a distance.
Mm-hmm. But what the ships of the Fusilla are doing now is basically crisscrossing the cluster back and forth and taking observations. So, let's see. Actually, somebody wants to throw in some electronic sensors or computers. That would be a good start.
I've got sensors and communications.
Oh, you want me to do stuff?
Sensors, I roll a 7. I've got it at 1, so that's 8. And it's an intelligence one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So that's 9 for my total.
Yeah, sorry, Jethro, this ship does not exist solely to carry your genitals from port to port.
That's not what I signed on for. That's what I signed on for. Actually, no. I mostly signed on to basically keep people like Dr. Rajesh alive.
You've done a phenomenal job so far.
I feel that I actually am. I'm at least hitting a bit of a home run there. But no. I'm an electronics remote operation rather than.
Yeah. Sorry, that was a total of 9, John.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Right. And could I have all? Let's see. Astronomy or cosmology would be good sciences to roll at this point.
When it comes to your sciences, I have no ologies.
Mm.
Or onomies.
I'm doing planetology, but I haven't learned it yet. I don't have any of those. I do have the closest I've got is physics.
Mm-hmm. Chemistry.
Oh, yes. I got both of those at the same level of 2. Does that give me... Does that add up to 4?
No. But you can have your due rather than just your end.
Thank God for that. That will be an 8 in total.
You know what they say, bare success is still a success.
Exactly. A miss is as good as a mile, but a bare success means you put exactly the right amount of effort into your...
Crunch. Oops, did we bring either of them?
You know, the whole miss is as good as a mile doesn't really account if count of using Mesod weapons anyway. I mean,
close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades.
Speaking of hand grenades, I will continue to recommend Pluribus to you all. It's a very good TV show about the entirety of Earth becoming a gestalt entity, except for 12 people. It's very good. Sorry,
yeah, I haven't watched
strongly
it.
Recommended. It's I'm only four good. Episodes in, but hand grenade features in the last episode, and it was very good.
Well, what more can I ask in a recommendation?
Roger's Grenade Corner? So, I mean, we have so had Roger's Field Artillery Corner in these things. So. Uh-huh.
They come, it looked to me like a fairly realistic use of a hand grenade. But...
So not like Jojo Rabbit? Then.
Not like Jojo Rabbit, which was not. I watched a film last night where Jojo Rabbit got shot through the head in the first 20 minutes. It was very depressing. The Long Walk, which I watched with Elliot and wished I hadn't seen within 2 minutes of turning it on, but we watched it to the end.
Right.
Bella.
It was a group of, what, psychotic nude waitresses were doing the Long Walk? I mean...
you have to basically just walk until... There's one of you left. You just walk and walk and walk. Anyway, that's...
God, that sounds gripping. Was that a plot summary?
That's it. That's basically it. But if you drop behind or drop below 3 miles per hour, you get shot through the head, which happened to poor old Jojo Rabbit fairly quickly. And the main arsehole in it turned out to be Luke Skywalker. Anyway, there we go. I'll leave you with that.
He is the Joker as well, yeah. Yes.
He's very good actor. Yes. Greatly underrated.
Yeah, I like Mark Hamill a lot.
Yeah.
I get the impression the car crash was the best thing that happened to him. I mean, obviously not much fun for him, but he couldn't just cruise on the pretty boy anymore. And so he had to get really good at acting really fast.
Although he'd worked as a voice actor before that. Which, before, you know, generally speaking, you don't get by on looks as a voice actor. Or possibly... You get that work because they say, you know, I like you, kid, but we can't put you in front of a camera. Right, so we haven't really got the most useful scientists to detect things. Do we have anyone?
Yeah, you are not the only scientist.
Anyone on staff?
There are 53 others.
I only got linguistics to undercut that pesky empty.
Radish hasn't exterminated them all, then. They haven't all died in mysterious circumstances.
I'm not that sort of doctor. By which I mean Dr. Five.
Oh, I don't know. I feel that... I've lost his name now. The doctor who went to the moon.
Brothers.
Crowther. Yes.
That you played.
Dr. Crowther.
The villainous Dr. Crowther.
I could easily see him ending up as accidentally the only scientist left on the expedition.
Yes, he would definitely would, yes. He'd be less imaginative than Dr. Fives, to be fair.
Look, people are dying left and right. Clearly I need to vaccinate you all against something. Shit, that wasn't the vaccine.
Apparently I need to vaccinate you against getting stabbed in the chest.
Let's test it.
I'll stab you with this very small needle, and that will give you immunity against the bigger ones.
Yes. Now we just need to test the vaccine repeatedly with this large knife.
So, making general observations, mapping and observing the cluster stars, and then doing baseline measurements. Take a lot of images. Shift 10 light years, move on to the next one, and so on. And coming in close on some of the stars. Some of these have planets. I suspect you're probably going down on landing parties for those. They do tend to be airless, barren, constant asteroid impacts. Not really a whole lot of happening.
Not a lot of fun.
A happy planet as far as Jethro is concerned.
Reminds you of being under artillery bombardment.
No, it also means no fuckers shooting at us.
Apart from the sky.
Yeah, but you can work out those. That's what your targeting computers are for.
That's really tough, my targeting computer.
Great kid, don't get cocky.
And then the sampling and observation of the nebulae takes a bit longer, but for this, though, something a bit odd here. The gravitational strangeness, basically. Because you are all at least passingly familiar with Stuttorp. You understand that the stronger the local gravity, the less well it works. But you're getting 10 AU out from there are these bright spots in the nebulosities and the So somebody christened them nodes. That seems to have stuck.
Mm-hmm. Nodes.
But you get to about 10 AU from one of these. They're orbiting at a fair old distance, and the Stuttorp efficiency starts dropping the same way it would if you were getting close to a planet.
Okay, can we measure gravity? I guess we do that indirectly with light and things.
Well, you can.
You've got gravitational sensors and stuff, anyway.
Well, yeah. The problem is in a ship in freefall, the sensor accelerates as fast as the ship. What you can do though is take bearings on known objects and see how those bearings change.
Yeah, well, that's what.
Are we taking it that there is some unknown, very large object
that's
hiding here?
Well, that's the thing. It's not acting like that. You are not getting that much gravity.
Okay. Is there any other...
But it's interfering with the Stuttorp specifically.
Is there anything else that would interfere
with
the Stuttorp? Doctor,
is it something to do... Is the Stuttorp mass or gravity?
Well, they're the same... Well, no, no acceleration
really
and mass
because
are the same.
They've tended to go together. We lack any relativistic objects to test against.
Oh. I wonder if we've got something like that now.
Okay. Well, mass generally.
I'll go back to listening to my jazz.
You don't suppose that cloud-like intelligence worked out where we were going and has managed to get here first, with its super advanced creation?
And its sex bot.
Specifically, this is around
the sex bot.
Halcyone, Meropia, Maya, and Electra. You can confirm these on the map if you want to. Halcyone is in the middle. They're basically hazy glowing patches inside the hazy glowing area of the nebula. Not obvious.
Is anything act? If there was gravity, they'd be acting in a very different way.
Yeah, they are. They do seem to be putting out gravity waves.
More than they should, given their mass?
Oh, yeah. They should not be putting out noticeable gravity waves at all. They're about maybe 10 AU across, which is quite hefty.
Peanuts. Are these things that are going to condense into stars over the fullness of time?
That's a theory.
Okay.
It's not a prevailing theory. There isn't really a prevailing theory.
This could be your chance. Get a prevailing theory. Get some other scientists drunk so that you can get them to sign that they agree and think it's brilliant.
Get
into a published journal.
The radish. I have been published. Mainly
you're
as a journalist.
Sort of a doctor.
No, as a journalist, mainly.
Yeah. I say journal. It's actually a zine.
I was a space bum for a while, so I don't know if I'd publish. Down and out on Mimas and Tyson.
Well, this is major Space Bond Monthly, which is not as much fun as you might think.
Okay, well, Is it safe to get closer as far as we can tell? Will the Stutterwarp letters get closer?
Well, you get within one AU and you're dropping below FTL speeds.
Okay. What is our kind of...
Captain Schmidt feels that taking Biome closer than that is probably not a great idea.
Okay. What would our crew... Okay. What about our smaller ship?
Well, Entdecker has a reaction drive. A big reaction drive.
So they take us 8 months to get... what is the kind of cruising speed of our reaction drive? Or how long will it take us to get... closer.
If I give you numbers, you, by which I mean me, will say, hang on, this has to be a photon rocket or something ridiculously overpowered.
Faster than we should reasonably expect.
They are not... they don't really do specific impulse in this setting. In the system, I should say. Endeavour is, as you have proved several times by now, able to land on the planet and take off again under its own power, which is a fair old bit more than most starships, specifically in this setting.
That's gonna actually have quite a lot of oomph.
Yeah, you have space planes and things as well, obviously.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I mean, this is what. So the plan was to get here and investigate this anomaly, or the plan was to get here and to. Turn around and go back, or just to stay here.
The plan is for the flotilla to observe, and the flotilla is still observing. But
we need to observe closer.
That's the public plan. That's the plan that says, we're going to the Pleiades. Not the plan that says, we're exploring these mysterious artifacts. Are they artifacts? We don't know.
Well,
we're
can we have
these things?
If we are. And I guess we are thinking about taking the Entdecker closer. Could we have a more specific briefing from the captain?
Well, at this point, you know all that really is known about him, because there ain't a whole lot.
Oh, dear God, really?
So we've already done that. Yay, we made it to the Pleiades. Go, humanity. So what was the plan from here on in publicly? We turn around and head back?
No, basically spend a month or two doing observations here, up close.
Okay.
I mean, I've been observing that nurse in the medical unit for some time already.
Mm-hmm. And after that, pass on to the Hyades. That's a future adventure, how the Hyades sing.
All right, well, let's suggest to the captain... Oh, look at the cats. They're dreaming. That's not my suggestion to the captain. My suggestion to the captain...
He'd probably go for that one, though.
Would like to take the Entdecker closer.
I haven't seen a cat for 450 light years.
But we've all seen some... Anyway, let's... I'm going to suggest to the captain... Don't look at me like that. It was in character. Oh, you know Christmas. Oh, you pressed my thing! I'm sorry.
I think you just got played. For pressing your thing in public.
Well. Nice.
Why didn't you
done.
Use that for you your beep your when you were... check.
For my what?
For your beep when you were doing Audacity.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Too late now.
Anyway, after that...
Can we have a meeting with the captain about taking the Entdecker closer then?
Well,
I want to know what he thinks, or does he know anything more, or
he is. The way you see it, Schmidt is in favour, but he doesn't want to be seen to be encouraging someone to do something monstrously dangerous. Fortunately, Captain Svelithina is entirely in favour of doing things that are monstrously dangerous. Bearing in mind, this is someone who left the Space Navy because it was too boring.
Okay. Let's do it then. How many crew are on board the Entdecker? Like 20?
About that, yeah.
Okay.
There's nothing on board that is vital to the rest of the flotilla getting home.
Hello? I know. All right. We are mission critical personnel, though, aren't we, Captain?
Yeah, but not this mission.
Sure you are, kid.
Well,
okay.
Yes, you have been very critical of the mission, so...
I mean, my whole point is I'm writing a book about this, so I...
Oh, they've got every reason to bump you off, then.
So I want to be right there in the vanguard that I've recently learned out means... Learned out... Learned? Means the front thing.
Okay, so we'll back up the manuscript to the other ships, and then after you vanish without a trace, so one of your professional rivals can finish the volume for you.
No! Give me credit. Right, let's do it.
I'm sure we'll give you credit. That's
probably a whole footnote, there, indeed.
No one puts radish in a footnote. Right, let's do it. Let's get closer.
Okay, so it is a fairly long process going through normal space, which is frankly not a thing that you guys tend to do that much. If you've got stutter warp, you use stutter warp.
Mm-hmm. I mean, bear in mind that we can normally, I mean, you know, on Earth, we can use stutter warp out from, I think it's about Jupiter, Saturn, somewhere around there, isn't it?
No, that's the FTL shelf. You could use it for in-system even within that.
Yeah.
Aren't we troubled by G-force in a way that we're not normally with the stutter warp?
No, that's. I mean, yes, you are using conventional drives, and yes, they produce acceleration, G-forces and stuff, but you're not putting 10 Gs through this thing or anything like that.
Right. Okay. It's just the constant acceleration that builds us up.
Yeah. I mean, to be fair, the only one you really get trouble with G-force is Keoff, I think. But...
Well, look on the bright side. Round here, we call it Science Ninja Team Gatchaman.
Indeed. Well, there we are. Far better. Far, far, far better program.
I don't know how I did. Apparently it made zero sense.
It really doesn't.
But it's... I enjoyed it, nevertheless. So
I've got 7 Zark 7.
I've almost no memories of it, but
yeah.
I remember I enjoyed Ulysses.
Was it Alan Young who did the voice of Zark 7? I can't remember now. So I used to just sort of collect in my head the names of voice artists for cartoons. I don't know why I did it.
Oh, I did that with artists for 2000.
Because, John, you have a set of esoteric knowledge that the rest of us merely wish we could. Wish we'd know.
We do.
It's of no use whatsoever. My entire life has been the realisation that I know some stuff that can't be used for anything useful, except that one day where I walk into the pub and somebody goes, oh, thank God, he'll know. It's not going to happen.
Well, you don't really go into pubs, do you?
I saw a lovely cartoon recently. Dad's proudest moment. Elderly man with a box of cables saying, did you say you needed a 6-pin to 8-pin firewire for a 2004 Mac?
I put the thing behind me full of cables for things that will never, ever be used again.
Yep.
So, basically, the procedure is to go in as...
Not get killed.
Under FTL, under stutter warp as far as possible, because it's still quicker. And it turns out that, okay, this is just bloody strange. So, point one of an AU from the surface. The drive is still providing propulsion, but it's also discharging.
Isn't that dangerous?
It's not dangerous, it's impossible.
If it's discharging, it thinks it's in a gravitational well, doesn't it?
Yes. It is still providing force.
What is it about it that thinks it's in a gravitational well? How does it... I mean, it doesn't think at all, but what is it about it that triggers discharging?
Increased gravity. Normally it is a gravity gradient.
Well, there must be something else, then. But as far as we can tell, there is no...
Well, no, there is a gravity gradient here, but why is it then...
Well, is it?
Why are we then still going forward?
You're not falling down
the gradient.
Well, exactly. So I thought
the problems in this game would involve punching people a lot more than they are.
Punch the gravity.
So there isn't a gravity gradient.
Except the drive is discharging.
Well, that's not the definition of gravity, presumably, though.
It has been. It used to be.
Okay, so, but what...
Somebody's getting a PhD out of this.
What is light, oh,
possibly you.
What is light doing around this thing? Is that bending in a way that I would expect light to?
It's hard to say, because there's a whole lot of haze anyway. But as you're getting closer, there does seem to be a defined surface, which is surprising in itself.
Roger, in this future, do we even understand what gravity is, and can you explain it to us in terms of modern-day physics?
Certainly. Obviously, I think that's a compressed form. Listeners at home, you can slow that down to get the full explanation.
Okay. Play it backwards through a muted trumpet.
Indeed, yes.
So hey, Tina.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Merry
Christmas to you.
And you.
I'm lip reading.
Holiday.
No idea what you're saying.
Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Have a shitty Christmas.
What did you call her?
You dick.
What did you just say, Dick?
I said, have a shitty Christmas, you dick. Anyway, she can't hear me.
We sent it to you as a clip.
Great, thanks.
Roger delights in taking little clips of Nick's audio and spreading them far and wide.
That and wasn't
for a small payment to my PayPal address, this can be avoided for you too.
The surface of... So this thing has a surface...
There is a surface, and a couple of thousand kilometres out, which is, you know, geostationary orbit height kind of thing. If it were a normal sized object, you're very close by this point. It's filling off the sky, and the stutter warp is just not making any progress anymore.
Okay, what does it visually appear to be?
Well, we've got thrusters and stuff as
That's why you're using the ship. You've got a perfectly good main engine that is designed for taking off from planets.
So just to clarify, this isn't going to discharge the stutter warp in the sense that there's a thermonuclear explosion or whatever.
It doesn't seem to be causing drive relaxation.
That's the word... That is the least appropriate word.
I really admire the writers who came up with that term. It's such a very much the sort of term that would be generated by high energy physicists.
Yes, exactly. Without understanding. Yes. Okay. We're not in danger of that. Okay.
Probably.
What does this thing appear via visible light or even any kind of light?
That is part of the strangeness. It is still a fuzzy patch of light without obvious detail.
And this is the surface that we're looking at now.
Yeah.
But it's at the point where, like, if it was Earth, we'd be able to see the continents.
Oh, yeah. I mean, okay, it doesn't actually help if I say think of the view from geosynchronous orbit, does it?
I've played Kerbal Space Program.
Yes!
You've seen pictures taken from the moon.
Yes.
You're the equivalent of way closer than that.
Yeah, okay. But all we're getting is a fuzzy, what colour? Kind of black? Grey?
White?
Bluish?
White with colory patches.
Any electromagnetic transmission.
So you know that we're driving towards this at the moment.
Gravity waves, radio, infrared, visible lights. Not much in the high energy side of things.
Have we checked to make sure that we can get back out again?
Yeah, that does seem to work, yeah.
Well, we're not in a gravity well.
No, that's what they... By the way, Nick... and I'm sure you'd appreciate this. This isn't the best beer ever. It's just a tribute.
Oh, very nicely done. Very nicely done.
There we are.
Oh, I haven't had tribute for a while.
It is very nice.
It pains me to admit that I do like a tribute.
Yeah.
Though I prefer a JL ale. I'm loyal.
Yeah. It's nice. It's perfectly fine.
At this point, you're sitting at the sort of few thousand kilometres mark, and Caps and Seti is launching probes, and the probes go in and they vanish.
Okay.
They do not come back, even though they're programmed to come back.
And when they're
no impact or anything.
They appear to be passing through the surface without any. And they're still transmitting, and they cut off suddenly as the antenna goes through.
Any kind of spike in any of the spectra that they're monitoring?
No, but it's not constant, and there are spikes all the time anyway.
Okay.
Have we tried building a probe which is quite long and thin, with an antenna at one end and a load of stuff at the other? Does it cut off? In other words, sending something?
That's something you can take a bit of time and do.
To be honest, we're not going into
that. Something Bayern will do because they have the bigger workshops.
Yeah, but I mean,
what would I? Anything? You know. I mean, I'm guessing no, but is this anything like what I would expect with an event horizon?
No, because we haven't.
Well, again, but is there any similar
characteristics? You do not seem to be getting any information out of it.
But this thing is white, not black, so light is coming out of it.
Oh yeah, lots of light and radio and infrared
and lots of other, but nothing at the higher end of the energy.
I wouldn't say nothing, but not much. Okay. There's a fair old shelf somewhere in the visible spectrum. You get getting into the near UV, and then it pretty much falls off. You've got almost no X-rays, for example.
Fascinating.
I'm coming up with episode titles. Almost no X-rays.
So the next step is
clearly to secure the stutter warp and go in under conventional power.
I'm not sure Mason's okay with that. Sorry, Jethro's okay with that. But
Jethro is very, very.
Mason's
tricky.
Fine with it. Mason's getting the tequila.
Jethro is quite keen on nothing has come back out again.
He's keen on that. In what way?
He's quite keen on the fact that have we tried launching a probe on a tether and pulling the tether back in and seeing what happens then?
Hold on, that sounds massively.
No, but my thought is, can we get a lot closer, like with a couple of kilometres? Because a couple of kilometres tether with monofilament is more than doable.
Where does that line come from? We'll never survive. Oh, you're only saying that because no one ever has.
Yes.
Okay. Well,
yeah, that's the thing you can do.
It's not Ghostbusters, is it?
So,
I don't think so.
No. Something of that ilk, though. Something slightly
pirates.
Slightly comedy.
I think everything's Mice Pirates because it's the most recent thing you've seen.
Yeah, but it's on my mind. Maybe it is the Princess Bride. It's definitely. I can't place where.
Oh, it might be the Princess Bride.
Is it the Fire Swamp?
Yes.
Anyway, there is no Fire Swamp here, honestly.
The rodents of unusual size.
It absolutely is the Princess Bride.
Yeah. So basically, you can dangle a sensor head into the thing. Well, dangle isn't really quite right because there isn't the gravity to hold it in that direction, but you put some thrusters on it.
It goes in. And we pull it back out.
The signal stops at the moment it goes in, which probably doesn't surprise you.
And then we pull on the cord.
Yeah. It comes.
But it's not on a cable, so it can transmit down the cable.
Yes, the signal stops at the point where it passes through the.
Even though it's still. Well, and then we pull it, it's still attached.
It's still attached to the cable. Clock skew error.
What error?
Clock skew error.
Clock.
So basically there was
no time has passed as far as the probe head is concerned between the time it entered and the time it left.
Is this like a huge cloud of weed?
It's suddenly tense.
Is it just coming out going, whoa, what time is it, man?
Well,
4:20, obviously.
Right, okay.
Okay, I agree. That would be too dangerous. What?
Can we put in something which is like a chemical process? So, for example, an actual film plate or something of that ilk.
Something that will do something over
something that that actually requires actually. So if it's an electronic thing, we're in deep and serious shit because
we've got some dark slime mold still on board.
I've been trying to show that now, my slime mold, for some time.
Yeah. I mean, basically, you can try waving your slime mold at it. We could try putting a photographic film in there.
I agree. You with something things... with a known progression over time, chemical process, and then maybe an atomic process. Yeah, okay. Yeah. That sounds good. What the difference is between the chemical and the atomic, you don't need to know. I'm a chemist.
Well, one's molecular, one's elemental. Surely.
All science is either physics or stamp collecting.
Yeah, I was like, "There's that
sooner thing." Sooner or later, you end up with
that thing with all the shooting people. You know, there's the you know, it's biology, it's chemistry, it's physics. It's maths, and then. You know, the thing looking them from all of it, it's all philosophy.
My GCSE teacher said, if it moves its biology, okay. If it smells its chemistry, if it doesn't work,
it's physics. Yes.
If it moves, it can be some of the more exciting sorts of chemistry.
True. Anyway,
let's... A great deal of physics.
Yes, everything's physics in the end, isn't it? Let's dangle a chemical process through there. Now we know the cable thing works and we can rescue.
Do you want just a camera or do you want something that will actually affect it in a known way?
Like a
light source, most obviously.
Well, hang on. The probe that came out, presumably there's nothing on its scanner whatsoever.
Yes, and but also a chemical light source. So in other words, phosphorus reaction or something of that.
Well, also,
you have an infinite supply of little emergency light sticks for your suits. So.
Yeah.
Or something radioactive with a known decay time. Well, that's the most accurate measurement.
Can I just say, Roger, we go through all of the standard... Yeah.
Processes with known rates and so on.
Yeah.
Okay,
see if we can narrow down to a minimum length of time.
Well, not so much that, actually. It's more. See if we can narrow it down to some things actually carry on over the event horizon. Because at the moment, there is no way, shape, or form.
Let's see. So you've got probably, a piece of chemical film and a light source and a lens and a target.
Yeah.
You know, it should do a very slow exposure photograph. Okay, and obviously you want to do several of these rather than just one.
Oh, yeah.
So,
if we come out of this with a photograph of God mooning us, I'm going to be...
some of them are not exposed at all. Some of them are desperately overexposed. Some of them, the film is disintegrated through extreme age. Some of them, you get perfectly exposed pictures.
Of what?
Right, we need to send in a person, don't we?
No, I was going to volunteer because I thought known time
passed. Then you heard the one about...
If I'm going to have a 50,000-year-old pancreas...
That's taking over of the target. Can we try and see if we can get any... Literally, put a piece of glass on the side of the probe and see if we can actually get any of is there anything around it.
You still get a variety of results, but none of them gives you an image.
Okay, can we get an idea of so obviously there's for some reason time is fluctuating within this thing. Can we get an idea of how wide the time fluctuations are? If we put something big in, like a bit like a pane of glass or something, but with chemical reactions all along it, to give us some idea of how small the pockets of time are. Do you understand? I mean,
is it one continuous thing, or is it lots?
Yeah, the further you go in,
is it random pockets of?
Maybe you space them out at a set interval or something like that.
Then you can
try different intervals.
Yes.
And the answer is, whatever intervals you use, each one is affected separately.
And randomly? Differently?
Apparently, yeah. There isn't any sort of progression from one end to the other.
So, you know, in real life, this is starting to sound more and more like a Higgs boson field.
presumably we've settled all that hundreds of years ago.
Yeah, no. It's basically, you can get some really weird shit going on with that, where basically you get literally things that are happening next door to each other that are completely and utterly separate.
What nobody suspected was that was the presence of the Murphy boson.
Yeah.
Sure, I guess Higgs was wrong.
Can we put some, like, entangled particles in and keep their pairs on our side? And
very good idea, so were it not for one problem, we have no entangled particles.
Okay. The problem with going in there is...
We're probably not going to come out.
If chemical processes are random, essentially...
What is the mathematical thing of how often things are working versus they're not?
What you might call the slowdown, as in no time has apparently passed, is much more common than the speed up.
Okay.
Oh, your chances are good then, Doc.
I just don't want my balls to speed up and the rest of me to have no time pass. Do you understand?
Yeah,
they'll shrivel and fall off, no problem. Give you more.
Yeah, but if no time has passed for the rest of you, then you won't notice.
Until you pull me out again and me balls fall off.
They can do amazing things with cybernetics these days.
It seems a little bit specific to this. Well, thing is sitting there specifically to target your bollocks.
This could be
a research project for the ship's psychiatrist.
Yeah. So it could be
maybe
even worse.
This is the meaning of one the falls, universe. It could be balls.
It could be one falls off, and it could. I mean, how about the other one goes into a reverse time loop?
I
don't want me gajingas suddenly reversing.
You could
my
have Schrodinger's bollock.
Cavity.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, the correct thing to do in that case is have them removed before you enter.
There you go. Problem solved. No danger.
I picked a relatively non-lethal part of my
body. You can have them reattached
when
you come out.
Yeah.
Couldn't you?
I mean, you know, there's that nurse that you know and really like, and, you know, I'm sure she's looking for some earrings.
She'll look after them.
He will look after them, fine.
I'm sure he's looking for some earrings.
I don't know how to proceed, Phil. It's too dangerous to put a life form in there.
Well, we could put...
Why don't we put some bacteria in?
Well, we've got your slime.
Oh, so what have you got against bacteria?
We've got your slime, haven't we?
That's true. That's basically one big organism spread over distance. Let's put some bacteria and the slime in and see what happens to them.
Okay. But it doesn't seem to be
the
type
of anomaly
on that. But it's eaten the bacteria.
It's eaten them? The slime has?
Yes. I mean, that's not a thing that would entirely surprise you, given its habit of eating anything it can get on.
Okay. But it does that in the time I would have expected.
Yeah.
I don't know if this slime ages particularly. It hasn't shown any...
Does it come back wide-eyed babbling about gold? No, it doesn't.
Maybe I could just dip my feet in.
Yeah, okay, do that.
Wait, don't we have any rats on board?
Rats have got very short legs. By the time you get them to the right spot, half the rat's in there.
Genuinely, is it worth trying? This is not Nick speaking. But genuinely, Dr. Radish would probably try this on increasingly
anyone
complex
else
biological
himself,
entities. Ranging from, you know, amoeba PE teachers up to rats.
Sorry.
Trauma coming out there,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. See, it could be worse. You could have said financial consultants.
They are below. Anyway.
I've heard Rufty Tufty Marines being scathing about PE teachers. It's very impressive and somewhat profane.
Let's try something more complex biology. We've tried single-celled organisms. Let's try a rat. Sorry. Roland? Yeah, Roland. You're going to go down in history.
Hey, Roland!
No, you might name them.
No, I shouldn't.
It's like your red shirts. If you name them, you start thinking of them as people.
Let's put a rat in.
The rat comes back. That's basically intact.
It's now hyper-intelligent. Basically intact.
There's a look in its eye. But, yeah, you're probably imagining it.
Okay. But it's alive.
Well, that seems to seems to have survived.
I'm going to run tests on it.
Runs up its own tail, bites your finger, much like a normal rat.
Well, I'm afraid I'm a biologist. Running tests on it means cutting it into small pieces and then seeing if anything has gone wrong inside it.
How many animals have we got on board? Because I'm not entirely sure where you got the rat.
Not a lot. I suspect you might have a breeding stock of rats simply for the... There are
amusement of Dr. Rat.
Can't really use simulations for.
No.
All right, I am. I'm afraid we're going to dissect the rat and find
dissect,
out.
Please, dissect is just cutting it in half.
Okay.
It tells you very little, other than now it's dead.
He who breaks the thing to find out what it is has left the path of wisdom. But I will leave the path of wisdom, chop up the rat, and find out what's wrong with it.
Okay. No, I mean it's about. No, I mean you probably put in some food with it because it doesn't exactly have a lot of endurance. It's eaten some of the food. It's crapped out some of the food. It looks fairly normal.
It didn't seem to have any kind of time anomalies.
No.
Right, pop the rat back together, and.
good old surgical glue.
Off you go. thanks for your help.
That seems
a quick jolt from the main generator terminals.
It's alive.
It does seem safe for biological entities. Any brain aging or any kind of any evidence
not within the limit of your ability to tell for a rat.
Okay,
it's not suddenly 10 years older and on its last legs or anything.
Telomere division. Are the telomeres shorter than I would expect?
Not enough that you could say. I mean, that said, if you had a few months, you might not spot that. But
Okay.
On the other hand, you are aware that it's life expectancy has been dramatically reduced.
Yeah, largely by me.
Yes.
Okay.
I think what we probably need to do next is see if there are any volunteers who...
Me?
No.
No, yes.
No.
Who better? The foremost scientist on board.
Yes,
we're sending things through that can't communicate
well.
We're
sending the ship through.
Now, I was just about to say, so obviously we need to send the doctor in because he can communicate well. But in fact, he just fits in the pattern of we're sending things through that can't communicate. Yeah, I think I'm all for sending the doctor in. What would go wrong?
I mean, to be fair...
I'm in the frontier of science.
To be fair, he hasn't got any cybernetic bits, has he?
See, that's a good point. Like I couldn't go in.
No, neither could...
You mean you could?
Completely mess things up.
Well, no. If not... I'm volunteering. I am... This is why we're here. This is what my life has been leading up to. The rat is fine. It was dead. It's dead now. But it was fine right up until the moment that I killed it.
Radish has been reeled out towards it when the camera cuts to a stitched together rat paw reaching for the controls.
I'm happy to volunteer. I am.
The captain is proposing to take the entire ship in on the basis that that's where all the big instruments are.
Not with me fucking on it, you're not, darling. I don't.
Well, we'll let you finish then.
No, seriously, because we are not. Because that would, I am not prepared to suicide, and I will shoot the captain if necessary.
I mean,
it's not
suicide if the captain does it on your behalf. That's murder. Is it totally?
Oh yeah, different? Yeah. It's not suicide if someone else does it.
She is quite happy to put a couple of landers off. For people who really don't want to do this.
Well, Captain, can why we, don't how, we at least we try one human person? Yeah, I totally agree. That is the safest thing to do.
No, because I can't leave the bridge.
Not you, me, I will go.
Oh, we should set...
We just... Look,
we should
I
send in a scientist well, and, you know, the next best thing we have to hand is Dr. Radish. Who I would call a scientist if he'd tell me what sort of doctor he actually is.
Whatever you're thinking of, it's not that sort of one.
Quantum doctor.
Competent.
You fucker. I'm about to... I think rather than it's better to lose one crew member than all crew members simultaneously. I think that's day one of Captain's Call.
To lose 20 crew members than 400.
That's true. How very
which is why we're here right on the bloody event horizon of this event horizon.
We've tested it with a rat. Let's try a human. If that works, then I'm prepared to go in. And I would not ask anyone to do something that I would not prepare to do myself, except, there are some things, but not this. So I'm happy to go in. Just reel me in.
Give me a persuade roll.
And more importantly, I'm more than happy to shoot him if in any way, shape or form, there seems to be any problems.
Persuade what characteristic?
Oh, probably end.
Oh, not my strong point.
Social if it's better.
I have actually put my social. I'm very social. Well, I've rolled a 5, but I'm at plus 4 with social. I'm at plus 3, so that is an 8 in total.
All of the rest of the crew are there going, please send him, please send him, please send him. We've had to put up with him now for months. Please, for the love of God, send him.
Hey, who's more famous, Neil Armstrong or Buzz Aldrin? You losers, I'm on my way.
Buzz Aldrin?
No, he isn't.
Can't help noticing that Buzz Aldrin outlived the hell out of Neil Armstrong.
Never mind that.
I've been in an audience that Buzz Aldrin was addressing live.
I have a signed book by Buzz Aldrin. That's the best I can do.
Yeah. I have a book by Michael Collins. It wasn't signed there.
No, I've got a book by Michael Collins. Very good. Right, reel me in. Reel me out.
Do you have any piloting skills?
Jesus, pilot small craft. I do.
Okay, in that case, probably the best bet is if we put you in a lander.
Okay, but if I don't come out again...
With a tether on, please.
Yes. Let's do the tether thing.
Yes. With the ability to drop it from either end.
I have the ability to drop it from either end.
I think we should just have the ability to drop it from this end, really.
No,
we
from the ability
we won't
to
know
drop
what,
it from...
we won't know what's happened.
No, I think that's fair.
I want to drop it from this end. But if you drop it, we won't know why it's been dropped.
Yes, exactly.
So it doesn't benefit us anything.
No, I would like the failsafe, please.
The only reason that would be helpful for our point of view, if you were going to kind of quasi-mast some sort of alien creature out of there.
We don't know what to expect in there. I would like that. As long as we make it difficult, put it under a glass thing and I have to lift a thing up and rub a thing and turn around a dial or whatever.
Solve a Sudoku.
What?
I won't do it unless it is absolutely essential, but I would like the ability.
To do it.
Yes, please.
You just like the feeling of power. I mean, that's really what it's about, isn't it?
It's about being first, Mason.
People have died before.
Not here, they haven't.
Okay, so you're taking the lander in at dead slow speed.
Yep.
Unless you want to go faster.
Dead slow.
As slow as possible.
You are... Surround as you pass through the surface.
That is Sven Decker. All seems normal.
Communication is immediately lost.
Radish to Radish? No, I'm Radish. Endecker.
And remember, and you're being recorded for posterity.
12:02 alarm.
The Princess Bride.
So there is a golden glowing light from all round you, inside the lander and outside. And things seem to shift. You reach over for a control and it's a bit further away than you expected it to be, or that one's a bit closer than you expected it to be.
Record all this.
Why?
There seems to be some visual or spatial distortion, making it difficult to appreciate distances. Oh, wait, I forgot my glasses.
You know that nothing recorded on the sensors of the probe that went in, so you'll need some way of recording it that will do. So I suggest felt tip pen on your scrotum.
What if it's my scrotum that falls off?
But there's that, but also he must, I really hope, it's recording onto a wax cylinder and he's shouting.
No, sorry, the wax cylinder factory burned down.
The three-lobed burning eye, arg.
I was explaining to Chris this afternoon why every time I roll a D10, I am at risk of saying, "It's a terrible trending trapezohedron."
I will, at this point, turn around and come back out, if that is possible.
So aren't you supposed to give three tugs on the cable, isn't it?
I knocked three times on the window.
Well, are you trying to reel in the cable, or are you trying to use the
let's use the ship's propulsion first.
Okay. It's a little hard. There isn't a lot of reference. I mean, there isn't a specific glowing spot that is drifting past your window or anything like that. But
okay.
You're getting the impression that you're not really turning back.
Well, he knows that because he's got a dirty great big line coming out of him.
Okay, yeah, but head towards the line. Am I turning back towards that? Can I see it even?
Yeah, you can see the line.
You can see the cut bit go slowly.
So when
distance.
So I have a frame of reference.
It's not a straight line, but you know, I'm sure that's
when I adjust the controls. What happens to the line?
Well, the lander rotates.
Okay.
Relative and to head, the line.
Head back towards the origin of the line.
Madeline.
Yeah, it's Yeah, you don't really seem to be taking up the slack.
Am I?
He's been in there too long. Cut the line.
Is there evidence of me accelerating? So I can turn, but I can't go forward.
It's difficult to be sure. Well, you think you maybe you are going forward. As time passes is really all I can say. You start to see signs of structures within the glow. But they're coming out of nowhere and expanding, changing shape, waving around, contracting again and vanishing.
Like,
well, apparently in the same place, or drifting past you, or drifting forwards past you.
Oh, shit.
Natural structures, or...
Probably not.
Shapes of light. But
yeah, probably not. You probably want to be switching your engine off, but obviously I'm not there, so let's not worry about
full throttle.
I was joking. But
no,
well,
I am going to try and put the pedals to the metal.
And some of them look almost solid. Some of them have organic forms to them. Some of them definitely don't.
Organic forms?
You could have sworn you saw a rivet there.
A rivet?
But
this is riveting.
But that is some kind of space anemone. It's got tentacles. They're wriggling.
My God. It's made of star.
And that's a...
My God.
A swirling mass of tiny metallic fish, maybe?
What the... Press the emergency button. Oh, there's no communication. Shit bags. Press the reel in button.
Did
Does anyone remember 31? Hang on, I've just found this list of requests from the doctor. Oh, we didn't do this. Oh, no.
Back on the ship, a few seconds have passed. Clearly no problem yet. The tether is gradually reeling out.
So we've lost any communication, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. How long are we thinking of leaving him? I mean, I don't know how sanity works in this game.
We should have pre-arranged how long I was going to be in this.
We would have pre-arranged.
It's so easy to say.
Maybe a couple of minutes.
We should have done this. We should have done that.
Probably 5-10 minutes at the absolute most.
You're nowhere near that on the outside. On the inside, 12.
Well, okay, can I... There must be a kind of, you know, wind it in button.
Oh, yeah, you've hit that.
So when I turn, that seems to be fine.
Yeah, you seem to be able to turn.
And when you wind it in... Some kind of localised pocket of different time, possibly. Is the winding much slower than I would expect?
Oh, do you mean you reckon you have a winch on the lander?
Mm.
No, I suppose that might be a thing you set up. It's turning. Yeah, you take it up cable.
Stop it.
you remember when you set out? You know, the cable spool was full.
Yeah,
it's fuller now.
Fuller than full.
Yeah, it's still taking in cable.
Okay. I don't want to be here anymore.
It's starting to feel cold. Or maybe it's hot, or maybe it's both. But there's a weird smell anyway. Well, I mean, that may be...
Yep, sorry.
Two weird smells. And there are sounds. Maybe voices? Can't quite make them out.
Put the audio recorder on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's already on, obviously. I'm hearing, I'm experiencing auditory possible hallucinations. Sounds like some kind of voice. It's fascinating. From my perspective, this is 12 hours and counting.
And you have a moment of insight. This is what it's like to be an electron. Of course it makes so much sense now.
I have a frame of reference to which to react to that.
Smell of petroleum prevails throughout.
you see, that Bayern over there within the node. That's got
within the node.
Yeah, it distorted and grew pseudopods in all directions, but yeah, it's probably nothing.
That's it. Probably the thing. Like, you came. Oh. I may be experiencing visual hallucinations. I see the biome.
Right, so what I would like you to do, please, is take the highest two modifiers of your end, int, and edu.
The highest two?
Yeah.
Plus three in total, then.
Okay, and roll that.
Okay.
That would be a good time for double six, I feel.
Not far off, 11. It wasn't a bollocks and for fuck's sake, which got me into trouble with my daughter. Thank you.
Was she appalled at the kind of filthy language that you use?
She was appalled at the filthy language you use. I got a 14.
I feel I should point out that... There is a section here on what happens if you miss it by six. The target is six.
Okay. So you... What kind of people are they sending in here?
Yeah, anyway.
Mathematically...
In that case, I've made it by eight. I'm continuing a narrative explaining everything I'm experiencing.
Mm-hmm.
except the bowel movement.
As you get in, get presumably further in, you're starting to see filaments that are in a fairly consistent. They're not waxing and waning like most of the things you've been passing, and they seem to be. It looks like a tree or some sort of hierarchical network that's coming towards a single point, and you are also moving towards that point.
I'm still moving towards it, even though I've turned around and am accelerating.
Now you're definitely moving. Now that you've got a consistent external reference, you are definitely moving towards it.
Even with the cable reading in and me turning around.
The aft hold is fairly full now. The cable's rubbing against the ceiling and floor. You can't really take up much more.
There's some structure here. It seems to have a hierarchical appearance with a central structure. It's reminiscent of a tree.
I did warn against creatures that can't communicate, didn't I?
And there's something moving around these dendrites. Bright sparks, fireflies, that sort of effect, changing colour and size. And sometimes as they touch a filament, it brightens or it dims or it merges with another one.
Have I got any idea how big this thing is? A bit hard to tell, I imagine.
Well, I mean, you've got two eyes. You can get a basic parallax off that. Hundreds of kilometres.
And I'm moving to one. How far away is it from that?
Oh, getting closer.
Oh, fucking hell.
That
wasn't on the recording. That was internal monologue.
Or was it? And this is why. You see, this is Jethro's... This is happening exactly in the way that Jethro was expecting. Because he's seen Event Horizon.
Reel me in. In. Hello? Endeka.
Could you give me an enroll?
Radish to Endeka.
Come on, you can do it.
Seven.
Total,
yes.
Yeah, basically, he hasn't got much hint.
Not terrible. Somehow I've put that up to plus one. I used to be at minus, I thought.
No, it was when we were when we realised that we'd bollocked up with the.
You're right.
Thank you to valued listener. I've forgotten who you were, but you told me about this twice, and I screwed it up the second time as well.
But you may be much smarter than I was. Thank you. But I still failed the role.
Okay. You don't seem to be communicating with anything, anybody.
Well, bollocks, I might as well accelerate towards it then.
It won't make any difference whatsoever.
No, probably not.
It did to Eddie.
Yeah, you probably want to stop the reeling in, by the way.
Well, it's probably happened by itself. The boat has jammed up.
You have way more cable than you started with.
You've got more cable than you know what to do
with. Wait a minute. This is the basis of a brilliant money-making scheme.
I was going to say, there's going to be some way of solving the energy crisis of the universe.
All you need is a cheap way of getting 450 light years. Well, 450 light year cable.
Obviously. Exactly, yeah. It's
well, you're doing a damn good start, if nothing else.
I am laying cable all the way back to Earth.
As you're looking at these various dendrites, you're starting to get some sense of a pattern. I mean, that at least some of them seem to be flashing in unison. Maybe they're trying to communicate.
Good job. I just learned a bit of linguistics, isn't it? Have I got some kind of light on this craft?
Yeah, I mean, you've got navigation lights at the very least. Probably a spotlight too.
Study them and see if I can quickly learn their language. And then say, there appears to be a bit of a cock-up in the Bravado department. I appear to have been much more brave.
You didn't bring along our pet linguist, did you?
I don't need a linguist, you mofo. I am the linguist.
No, we made sure that all the important personnel stayed on the Peugeot.
Hey, I'm linguistics one.
We made sure that all the important...
I suspect his reaction is great now. I don't have to go into those dangerous situations anymore.
I will basically mirror back what they reflect to me.
Okay, give me another int check, but you can add your linguistics on this one.
Fuck off. No, you fuck off. No, you fuck off. Sorry, Roger, that was me role-playing, but not me saying that to you. 9 in total.
Okay.
Wait, no, 10 in total.
Yeah?
Yes, because I have 1 int and 1 linguistics.
Okay. Purely for dramatic effect, for a few seconds we hold on the shot of the empty lander.
Sorry, what now? The what now?
No, nobody actually sees this. This is just for the audience's benefit. Radish, you sense a violent and rapid motion in a direction that is entirely new to you. For a moment you see the lander receding in the distance, but you see it from all sides and the inside. You can see the scratches on the hull where somebody did a rough landing last week. You can see the combustion in the engines.
Bit of black light, a bit like a Jackson Pollock painting in here.
It's all gone rather Picasso.
And you're outside the node. You're in the lander.
And we're reeling you in?
The cable is where you would expect it to be from roughly where you started. It's been a few seconds.
Radish Schwendecker. Did you get that? Did you get any of that?
Yeah, up until the thing cut out, I think.
The tree? The voices?
Reeling back in.
That was the most incredible experience of my life.
Yeah, well, you've never got out much, have you?
You fucker.
No, it's him. Okay, we're safe.
What? No, I've lost... I think I should go back in.
Perhaps we should something in there first.
Something.
And when I say that, I mean, you know.
So, in his lander, when we open it up and basically...
You won't believe it. I had the most wonderful experience. I became one with everything. I saw everything. I saw it around and above and...
Is there all of that cable, by the way?
And the motor burned out, so I couldn't pull myself back in. But it didn't matter, because...
It's all working fine, as far as I can see.
No, it burned out. I smelled the smoke. I don't know how, in my vac suit. But and then there were... Something smoking, was trying to talk to me. And the tree, the giant tree, and it spoke to me. And then I was outside. I was outside. I couldn't record that bit because I wasn't there. Well, I was, but I was everywhere all at once.
It was the most amazing experience, Jethro.
I look
Mason,
at the captain.
You should come.
I look at the captain and go, and this is why we sent the nutter. Sorry, we sent the.
I need to write it down before I forget. Listen to the recording. You'll hear everything. I'm writing it down.
Is there a recording?
Oh God, what's he written on his scrotum?
My God, it's made of balls.
Eat at Joe's.
Good Lord.
We should go. We should all go. The whole thing. We should go in. I felt I was on the cusp of something. The verge of something great. I mean, I've always felt that.
I am looking at the captain. I am looking at the captain with one eyebrow raised. I look back.
I need to talk to the rat. I need to talk to the rat. I'll say, run off to my lab.
Oh, what, you think you're being allowed past security, do you? Strap him down, boys.
Not the enema.
Dr. Radish?
Oh, yes?
Look at your suit. Normally there is a name tag on the right breast.
Yes.
It's on the left and it's reversed.
Take me to the MRI scanner. Now.
It's Roy Finnis.
Am I... where is my heart? Have I got reflexive?
That's why on all far side of the sun.
Oh, shit. That's bad news. I've been... Wait, am I differently handed now? I've always been left-handed.
As far as you're concerned, you're still left-handed. It's just everybody else thinks it's the right.
Fascinating. Don't you see? To me, this is the left. Don't you see? There's no empirical way to prove left and right. That's the fascinating thing. Because, and the tree told me this, or didn't tell me, but I felt it very strongly, that it was, you know, branching out in all directions. That wasn't a pun. It was a pun. But it was undeliberate pun. And we should all... Maybe if I go in again, I'll become left-handed again.
Tell me which hand I'm slapping you with now.
The hard one.
As you poke him in the eyes.
Just kick him in the nudges.
It's the most incredible thing. It's not dangerous. Look at me. It's not dangerous.
You've been completely... You're telling us you've been completely reversed and you don't think it's dangerous.
Look at
the
scan.
Why is your suit backwards?
I'm not, though. You're all backward. You're out of order. This whole damn courtroom's out of order. We see him
as normal.
Yeah, but he wasn't very asymmetrical before, so...
Well, I mean, as normal as Radish...
No, I'm talking about things like his suit.
Yeah, you're all seeing it reversed. As far as he's concerned, it's not changed. You're all reversed.
Okay, quarantine immediately.
What are you going to catch... Non-nuclear... I was just joking. Wasn't it?
Yeah, because it's the ideal moment to be joking.
Put him in the UV sterilizer. It's the only way to be sure.
Or the microwave, whichever we've got empty at the moment.
Fascinating. The most incredible thing. I can't quite remember what I said on the recording, but it'll be there.
We see that's the purpose of recordings, which we notice you haven't made.
I did nothing. I never shut up the whole time.
No, I believe you. I believe you, Doctor.
Now that we believe.
We're going to have to take some, samples, blood tests, that kind of thing. But I think you would agree that it's going to be necessary to... Treat that in a very scientific manner.
This isn't contagious. No one's ever caught a reverse radish.
I can't help feeling that...
With all the care and consideration that you showed the rat.
Yes, Dr. Whiskers here will be running through the procedure with you.
Okay, I will submit to quarantine if that is...
I don't think you've really been given a choice on that.
Jethro, has he been given the choice?
No.
Right.
Let us leave it for today.
I am being very gentle with him in a, no, you fucking get in there, lads.
But you have turned up wearing your power armour just to take
it. But I am wearing power armour and basically have a stun baton. But I am tapping gently on my hand.
I mean, don't turn it on when you do that.
You know the sign of an expert in power armor? You can pick up an egg without breaking it. If you should want to.
Lovely. Thank you, Roger.
Thank you very much, Roger.
How festive.
Yeah, Merry Christmas to all listeners. This will come out on Boxing Day, more or less.
Merry Christmas! I'm not going to press my thing again, but if you might.
A very happy good Christmas to all of you.
Yes.
Good to see you.
Are we perennial gaming?
I'm around next week.
I'm around.
I'm probably around since I don't do anything anymore.
I think I'm, yeah, it's my first, yes, I'll be working, so, but yes, that's fine. I will stop
in the evenings.
Yes, and come by home. Yes, that's what happens. Yes. Oh, yeah.
Well, actually, Nick, in all seriousness, when do you have small things with you? Or medium things now?
Not until, so I got them tomorrow, and then, a bit of a gap. So, yes, so I'm free Christmas Day, well, not free, but I'm, alive, and I don't have the kids again until, well, I have them tomorrow, but they're not again until next Wednesday. Wait, except for Monday.
We'll sort stuff out anyway.
Yes, yeah, we'll let's talk an email, but yeah.
Coolio?
All right, happy
Merry Christmas,
everyone.
May all have your stockings be filled, and so on.
I love you all, and I'm practically sober.
Oh, yeah. I love you too. Thank you for making my life better, all of you.
Yeah.
Oh,
have a splendid time, and I'll see you as the nights get shorter.
Yeah. Well, they get, yeah. See you soon. Soon in the summer. Cheers. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Bye.